Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Either one of you guys can tackle this question. The fact that it happened in Montana.
Tackle this question. Tackle this question.
I like that line.
I like that line, too. First of all, I want to say that Mayor Willie Brown is one of the nation's foremost authorities on abusing the press.
He would have body slammed a reporter if he was big enough, wouldn't you?
I remember if you recall.
No, you mean if the reporter was small enough.
Because he'd want to come out ahead. But you remember, he was the one that said, what was it? We had the Warriors coach, what was his name? Come on, Carlissimo. Oh, Carlissimo.
And
the player.
Freewell.
Carlissimo. And you said it may have been justified, right?
No. I'd say it may have needed choking.
Okay. And that caused kind of a flap.
It did.
It was this flippant use of violence, you know. But people do that all the time in conversation. The difference here is the president of the United States, and there actually was an act of violence that precipitated this.
No question about it. And this person's already been convicted. That congressman was, in fact, convicted.
Yep.
I guess he pled guilty or something.
Right.
But at any rate, he has been appropriately punished and reelected with greater numbers.
And it's interesting also, what we were talking about earlier, where he says it is important, because he said it in Montana, and that's where the guy is also. But have you noticed Donald Trump's, President Trump's, where he holds these I don't want to know if we call them rallies or comedy tours or what?
It's a substitute for the circus without animals. It's almost like he's doing what years ago we did in America, because we didn't have ongoing shows like Cirque du Soleil, etc. We always had somebody coming through, whether it was an evangelist, somebody coming through. The guy selling on the medicine wagon, that's Trump.
Yeah, back in and East Texas, when the carnival came to town in Mineola, it was a hell of a thing, right?
Right. And the turnout,
it was the biggest thing.
That's what you're
it was
talking
the biggest
about.
Thing. Yeah. You stopped the whole town. Yeah. And if Trump showed up in Mineola, that's exactly what we would all do.
So he's
as
not
a matter
showing
of fact,
up.
I would go.
Right. Because he was part of the show. It was the Trump would be, he's doing this in Montana. He's doing it in the Carolinas. He's doing it in Texas. He's not doing it in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia.
No. You will never see him showing up at Sather Gate at Berkeley. You'll never see him showing up in downtown Los Angeles, for that matter. He is going to go where there's already a fixed audience, and it's a very few people, and they're all just like Trump.
But he's smart. He's like a third-string rock act. You know, he books the 5,000-seat hall, and then he knows he's going to fill that, and then if he has to turn away a couple of hundred...
He can claim he turned away 10,000, and you've got the TV visual that shows...
But how about his visual? Yeah. Almost every other candidate for public office stands in front of a group of flags. Trump is always right in the middle of a group of people.
Yeah. Right.
They're all around him, and they're all, obviously, every one of them paid demonstrators on Trump's behalf, but nevertheless, it really works.
Right, because he doesn't have the flag behind him. He doesn't go in there as the office of the presidency. He goes in there as Donald Trump. There's Trump presidents, and then there's Trump on the road. And he has the set pieces that usually end up with the cheer.
The set pieces will say, lock her up. The set pieces will say, bring on the mob, get your job, don't let him take your... He's doing the whole thing. And believe me, Phil, that collection of people coming from Venezuela walking, they're originally Trumpites.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.